Good evening. I'm Gary Black with the KUAC News Minor Update. A Texas-based oil and gas company is cleaning up more than 7,000 gallons of oil today that leaked from a well on the North Slope. Alaska's Energy Desk reports that Kalis Energy originally thought the spill, which occurred in mid-June, was just 5 gallons. Tom DeRuiter, who is overseeing the response to the leak, says the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation thinks most of the spill was contained to the surrounding gravel pad, but about 3 gallons of oil made it onto the tundra. The oil and gas company said last year it discovered at least 6 billion barrels of oil under its land in northern Alaska. Kalis officials declined to be interviewed, but the company stated it is working with the state to minimize damage. A federal agency is asking for input on an in-state natural gas pipeline. The Alaska Energy Desk reports that the Alaska Standalone Pipeline would run from the North Slope to Wasilla, providing gas to Fairbanks and other Rail Belt communities. The Army Corps of Engineers is the lead agency working on an environmental impact statement for the project. The document updates a 2012 analysis of impacts of the pipeline, access roads, and construction camps. Army Corps Gas Pipeline Project Manager Sandy Gibson says the Corps is focused on the parts of the project that could impact people.
In cases of social economics, you have job growth opportunities, you have employment. On the flip side, you have more stress for government support facilities or at local clinics, at hospitals, etc.
The project is managed by the State Gas Line Corporation, which also is pursuing a larger gas pipeline to bring gas from the North Slope into Cook Inlet for export overseas. Gibson says people sometimes confuse the two projects.
It seems that in the last couple of decades, there's been some type of a pipeline project that's evolved into another revised project. So I think that a lot of people here in Alaska have a history with pipeline projects in general.
The state rested its case Wednesday after 8 days of testimony in the murder trial of Zachary Wisenhunt, the 30-year-old Fairbanks man accused of murdering Janessa Kimsky in 2014. The 34-year-old Kimsky went missing October 23, 2014, and was last seen early that morning at the Holiday gas station on South Cushman Street. Her body was found November 2nd in a wooded area of North Pole, but exposure to the elements and other factors hampered investigators' ability to identify her. She was positively identified November 4th by her fingerprints and tattoos. Wisenhunt was identified as a suspect in April 2015 after his DNA was matched with a sample found on Kimsky's belt. Kimsky's clothing, which had been turned inside out, was found on top of her suitcase and other belongings not far from where her body was found. The death caused rampant rumors across social media, some of which were the focus of testimony this week. Wisenhunt recanted most of his statements he made to investigators, saying he was only repeating rumors because he hoped it would get him a better deal on probation in a separate case. The defense plans to call as many as 8 witnesses, several of whom are incarcerated, when the trial resumes Friday morning. The University of Alaska Board of Regents has approved $5 million in state funding for deferred maintenance. The money covers just a fraction of backlogged problems estimated to cost almost $1 billion to fix. As KUAC's Robert Hannon reports, Regents are trying to keep the situation from getting any worse.
The University of Alaska, especially its Fairbanks campus, which is the oldest in the system, has been grappling with deferred maintenance for decades. John Davies attended UAF, served as a state-sized seismologist at the school, and spent a decade in the legislature. He says over the years, the school's decaying buildings were so bad, former Governor Tony Knowles used them as a campaign backdrop.
Came up here and took pictures in front of the peeling paint.
Davies says the public often hears about cuts to the operating budget, but the capital budget that deals with buildings and infrastructure has historically received little or even no funding.
That's a very significant thing. That's a huge cut, and it doesn't. And people don't usually include that in the reductions, you know, the fact that we're not getting a capital budget.
Davies points to this year's capital budget. The school requested $50 million but received only $5 million. That leaves 90% of the projects languishing for another year. And he says it's not easy to raise public awareness on the issue. He calls it a two-edged sword.
If you don't talk about it, the legislature doesn't think it's a problem. But if you talk about it too much, then the students think it's a problem and don't come.
Davies and the other Board of Regents vote on the fiscal year 2018 budget this afternoon at 2 p.m. at the Butrovich Building on the UAF campus. In Fairbanks, I'm Robert Hannon.
A blast of winter is expected to hit the Brooks Range and points north this weekend, dropping significant snowfall through the mountains, including Adigan Pass, according to the National Weather Service. The Weather Service issued a special statement yesterday warning of a strong cold front forecast to drop snow at elevations as low as 2,000 feet from Sunday through Monday. It predicts at least 6 inches of snow at the level of mountain passes. Adigan Pass, where the Dalton Highway crosses the Brooks Range, has an elevation of 4,800 feet. For more on tonight's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or KUAC.org. I'm Gary Black.